Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Saturday, December 24th, 2022. It is also Christmas Eve. And the last time we talked here on the Slack is Talk podcast was Thanksgiving Day. As you know, that's been a couple of weeks. We got a lot of catching up to do. We got a lot of celebrating to do. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another special Christmas edition of the Talk of the Town Now. The first ever Saturday edition of the Talk of the Town Now. And man, I know it's been only a couple of weeks, man, but it feels good to be back. I'm glad we could chop it up again. For all my day one fans out there, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is. Welcome back. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that, especially right here with me on Christmas Eve, baby. Let's get it in. If y'all new, give me an early Christmas gift. Hit that follow button. Hit that subscribe button. Take this Slack is Talk podcast with you wherever you go. I'm on all your favorite platforms. That's Google Podcasts, Apple, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can tune in to the Vision Live Network. I'm on all platforms, baby. You know what I mean? Whatever your favorite is, just hit that follow button. A new episode or any new content will be delivered right to your device. You ain't got to do nothing but just tune in. You're working out. You on that drive to work. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the podcast, man. All episodes will be available to you anytime you want it. And just hit that play button, man. Whatever you're doing, listen in. Tune in to the Slack is Talk. I appreciate that in advance. Let's go ahead and get started on this Christmas edition. I'm going to start out with the birthday shout-outs. Happy birthday to my wonderful niece, Tutu, Jalen, Brown, Nightner. That's my introduction, man. Me and her going on tour, you know what I mean? Everywhere she go, I'm going to introduce her. I'm going to bring her out. She started off as an opening act. I mean, this I'll go ahead and say it, man. The greatest dancer in the world, man. You know, I watched her go from, you know, opening act to now she's the main event. You know what I mean? I'm talking about I've been dancing ever since I think she was 3 or 4. Now turning 16. Just one of the overall, like, just most talented people in the world, man. And like I said before, man, it's just been a blessing watching you grow up. Sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. You can go anywhere in life you want to go. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you. You know, I just want to say happy birthday. Also, happy birthday to my man, Jalen Vinoy. First year in college. Another, like, this honor student, man. This straight up, just doing his thing, man. Every year, AB honor roll. Now he's doing his thing in college in North Carolina. Same thing, man. Sky's the limit, man. Happy birthday, man. Y'all kids, y'all making me old. My Vision for Kids Network and my kids, all my members, they just, you know, smart, man, doing their things. You know, whether it's in the classroom, whether it's on the court, on the football field, this some of the most all-around talented kids you ever would see. Vision for Kids. Also, another birthday shout-out, man, to one of the founders of Vision for Kids, man, my man Godstar, man. His birthday is later this month on the 30th. You know what I mean? We go do it big. We go represent. We go, you know, continue getting this money. Continue getting this brands together. And we go celebrate your birthday right. You know what I'm saying? Right before the new year, man. That's all I got for Vision for Kids December birthdays. Let's get it. Now, since it's been a couple of weeks since we last talked, you know what I'm saying? As promised, I kept up, you know what I mean? I kept up the social media game. I got my questions of the week still coming in every Monday. I got the Slack is Talk classic films coming in every Thursday. You know, and what I'm going to do is we're going to catch up on the ones that we miss. You know what I mean? Same thing. Y'all know the routine. I'm going to give you my answers. I'm going to give you like a little brief layout of the movie or whatever. I'm going to give you my answers on the questions and we go catch up. Is this a tradition here on the Slackers Talk? If I'm not mistaken, I think we left off, far as movie-wise, I think we left off after The Karate Kid. I think The Karate Kid was the last one we did. So I'm going to start off on the first, man, December 1st, I gave y'all Menace to Society. I mean, enough said. I mean, it's regarded as a classic all the way around. I never met anybody that never liked that movie. It's just one of the all-time great hood movies, man. You know, you got Menace to Society and you got Boys in the Hood. You know, you got the greatest 1-2 punch. You know what I mean? It's like you mention those two movies first before anything. You know, Menace to Society. It's so many quotes you could take out of that movie. I go back to like the cop, you know what I'm saying? The cop, you know, when they got arrested for going into the store, my man was like, "You know you done effed up, right?" "Yeah, yeah, you know you done effed up." You got Dad, you got Lope in the store talking about what you say about my mama. That's classic. As you know, that's remade by the movie Don't Be a Menace to Society While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. You know it's a classic, man, when somebody remake it or they make a spoof out of it, man. That's when you know you made it, man. So, Menace to Society, man. Enough said. On December 6th, I asked the question, which is the best TV series going? You got BMF, you got Power, you got Snowfall, and you got The Shy. All those are great series going on, man. I mean, I'm a fan of all of them. I can't say that I'm caught up every episode on all of them, but all four of them are great shows. I advise you, you know, do tune in. The writing is good. The directing is good. The cast, everything, man. Everything is on point. For me, on that one, I gotta go. I'm a BMF man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a BMF guy. Number one, probably because I'm a fan of 50. You know what I'm saying? I like how he does his business. His TV shows, he always wins. It's always entertaining. It's always special. You know what I mean? He's like the top guy on Stars, even though I think he's not there anymore. But not only because 50 did it, he also did Power as well, I know. But with the BMF, I actually know the real true story behind that. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's interesting to me. I like, you know, me being having a film background myself, I like true stories. You know what I'm saying? My stories are based on reality. It's based on real life situations and stuff like that. And BMF checks all those boxes. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go with BMF on that one. The second throwback film of the week that we missed, I did Friday. Another obvious classic, man. I never, again, same situation. I never met anybody that don't like that movie. For me, it checks all the boxes. It's classic. It's also like Ice Cube's coming out party. You know, yeah, he was in Boys in the Hood, but he didn't direct that. You know, he played in Boys in the Hood, but, you know, he had nothing to do with the production of it. Friday was like regarded as his first film. You know, it put him on the map as a writer. It put him on the map as a director and producer, so to speak, in the film industry. And he's still going today. You know, he created Smokey. You know, everybody's dying for the fourth one to come out. You know, my man has since changed his life. But as far as, like, quotes from this one, it's just the whole movie, you could say, man. You know, man, it's Friday, I'm going to get you high today, you ain't got shit to do. Man, you got knocked the F out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the whole movie is this classic, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Friday, self-explanatory. For my Slackers Talk question of the week, man, I went and I got creative, man. I started, you know me, I'm always taking things to the next level. I started like a little mini-series because it was so many people, man. the question I ask is, who is the funniest comedian? You know, and there's so many good comedians that I made like a little series out of it. I did two parts of it so far, and there's more to come. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot more to come because it's comedians everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Old school, new school, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whether you like black, white comedians, whatever. You know what I'm saying? There's just a bunch of them. So I made a series. The first part, the first series, for the first one, just in case you missed it, I had Eddie Murphy, I had Martin Lawrence, I had Richard Pryor, and I had Bill Cosby. Again, can't go wrong. It's just a matter of who you like. All these guys are legends. All these guys, you know, did it their own way. You know what I'm saying? Each and every one of them got their own style. And it's like, it's no wrong answer, man. But for me, I got to go with Richard Pryor. You know what I'm saying? Richard Pryor is just, I mean, he could play all the roles, man. Like, he could just do anything, man, and just make it, and just steal the show. I know some of the older people would, like, say, you know, he cursed too much. And, yeah, that might be true, man, but he's still funny, man. For me, what did it for me, I love the movie See No Evil, Hear No Evil. And if you're familiar with that movie, which is a classic, definitely look out for that movie on my classic films too, man. You know, I'm going to give you a heads up. I ain't going to tell you when I'm going to drop it, but that's definitely on there, man. That's classic. He played he played the role of a blind man. And, you know, you would think, you know, by him being blind in the movie, that it would be limited. But not with Richard Pryor, man. Not with Richard Pryor, man. Like, you just, once you see that movie alone, man, you'll see why it's Richard Pryor for me. And, like, Harlem Nights is just my all-time favorite. One of my all-time favorites. Look out for that one, too, man. I ain't gonna give y'all too much, but look out for that one. But I'm going Richard Pryor with that one. On the second part, who's the funniest comedian? I had Bernie Mac. I had Jamie Foxx. I had Red Fox. And I had Robin Harris. For me, Red Fox and Robin Harris, like, well, let me start off with Robin Harris. Like, he was funny. I didn't really get to enjoy him because, unfortunately, you know, he passed. You know, like, you know, we didn't get to see the best of him. Like, you know what I mean? His work was funny, no doubt, man, but he had a lot more. He had a lot more to offer, man, a lot more, you know. And Red Fox was before my time. I'm familiar, definitely familiar with that. And I came up with Jamie Foxx. I came up. But for me on this one, it's Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac is another one that, you know, he says what he got to say. He steals the show. Like, for example, like in the movie Friday, which we just talked about. Like, he had one part in that. But everybody remembers that one part. You know what I'm saying? The movie How to Be a Player. You know, he wasn't in that a whole lot, but you remember his parts. Like, a lot of people, like, what makes them special is they don't even have to be involved with the whole movie. You know what I'm saying? You give them one or two parts, and those are the two parts that you remember. That's what makes them special. And, like, Bernie Mac checks that box for me. Not to mention, man, like, also the Donaire too, man, a good actor. Real good actor. You know what I mean? Real good actor. He was versatile. He was very versatile. So I went with Bernie Mac on that one. For another one of my classic films, I did Ferris Bueller's Day Off. For all my young cats, y'all probably don't know that movie. I had a lot of people that gave me feedback about that movie that saying that they never saw it. So, you know, what I did was I sent them to download the link to download it. I sent them the link to be able to purchase the movie if they're still doing DVDs because they're missing out, man. Ferris Bueller, like, he was the man. You know what I'm saying? Like, for some bad reasons, you know what I'm saying? He was cutting school and getting away with it, but it's how he did it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? He was smooth with it. He had everybody in his corner. He was doing it right under the principal's nose and still doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? He had the cute girl on his arm. You know what I'm saying? His friend. They're going to the baseball game. They're just living it up. You know what I'm saying? All when they're supposed to be at school, man. So, like, Ferris Bueller, classic. Came out about mid, late 80s. You know what I'm saying? If you young, if you in your 20s, man, go check out that movie, man. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The last classic film I dropped this past Thursday was none other than White Men Can't Jump. Another classic film. One of the best basketball movies of all time, man. Like, of all time, man. It had everything in it. It had, like, you know, it had some drama in it. It had some comedy in it. It's when my man Wesley Snipes was at his best. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think this movie came out in 92. It came, if I'm right, it came out right not too far from the release of New Jack City. And New Jack City, man, another classic, man. Wesley Snipes was this, he was on fire. He was the man at this time, you know what I'm saying? He couldn't miss. Great movie, man. You know, him and Woody Harrelson is going around hustling everybody. They even hustling each other. You know what I'm saying? A classic film about playing ball and making money at the same time. Another old classic, man. If you haven't, for some reason, seen it already, you gotta check that out, man. White Men Can't Jump. Alright, we caught up on the Slackers Talk social media. Real quick, man, I wanna let y'all know, keep y'all up to date with what's going on, what's coming with the Slackers Talk podcast, with the Vision Live Network. New year coming in. We got a lot more, you know, new content, a lot more shows. Me and my partner, Godstar, man, we doing it, man. We taking things to the next level, man. First off, of course, man, I got to start off with the Slackers Talk. You know that, man. It wouldn't be me if I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Slackers Talk over everything, baby. You know, new season number 5 is here. You know, we're getting ready to get started on Thursday, January 5th. Same time, 9 p.m. every Thursday. Look out for that. It's like our best time of the year here on the Slackers Talk, man. On New Year's Day, January 1st, that's our 2-year anniversary. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations to us. We've been doing this for 2 years now. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, unlimited more. You know what I'm saying? We go keep this thing going. You know what I'm saying? 2 years, Slackers Talk, on January 1st. We got, like I said, you know, January and February. It's my most, you know, it's the 2 months that I anticipate the most. In January, we got Martin Luther King week coming. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how I feel about Martin Luther King. That's the man himself. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why we're here, in my opinion. So we'll be celebrating him in the month of January. We go follow that up with in the month of February with Black History Month, where I'll be paying homage, paying respect for those who paved the way for us to be here today. You know, regardless of whether it's an athlete, regardless of whether it's an activist, you know, a creator, you know, somebody that came up with inventions. I'm just honoring people that paved the way, man, for all old and new. You know, Slackers Talk, Black History Month. That's what we call it. We got a brand new show headed y'all way here on the Vision Live Network. It's called A Time to Gel, hosted by your boy Todd Boyd. It will be premiering January 9th. That's a Monday. And the show will also air every Monday at 8 o'clock p.m. right after the Raw and Uncut podcast with your boy Dakota Radden. And A Time to Gel, man, is a very important podcast because Todd Boyd is bringing it, man. He's talking about depression. He's talking about, you know, being able to get help for what you're going through. How to make it easier for people to talk to each other. I mean, he's going deep into it, man. Like, he's all about self-help. He's all about, you know, self-improvement, all that good stuff, man. He's talking about depression. He's talking about education. He's talking about values. Todd Boyd, man, The Time to Gel, starting on Monday, January 9th. It'll be here every Monday after at 8 p.m. on the Vision Live Network. You can also catch that show on all your favorite platforms, like you can the Slackers Talk. It'll be on Google Podcasts, Apple, Amazon, you know, all that good stuff, man. Remember that show, man, The Time to Gel. Tune in. Now, I feel like, you know, we got caught up, you know, on all the stuff that we missed. We've been missing each other for a couple of weeks now, you know what I'm saying? It pains me, you know what I mean? They're keeping me away from my people. It feels like forever. But on this Christmas edition, man, I don't have nothing in particular. You know, this is just like a celebration to me. We're celebrating the Slackers Talk podcast, 2-year anniversary. We celebrating Christmas. And we just celebrating life, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to just take the time and chop it up with y'all. Kind of like recap 2022. And also, man, I got hit with a very interesting question from one of my fans out there. It's a very entertaining question that I kind of want to answer. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But let's get into it, man. 2022 recap here on the Slackers Talk. We chopped it up a lot. You know what I'm saying? It was fun. I dropped a lot of gems on y'all this year. I told y'all to, you know, make sure y'all read y'all paperwork. You know, any incident, any kind of contract, just don't take somebody's word for it. Actually, like, look into it. Make sure it is what it is. Make sure it is what it's supposed to be. You know, that's important. I want to thank y'all for, you know, tuning in for Slack Friday. Not Black Friday, Slack Friday, where I told y'all to, you know, stop rushing in the stores and stuff, trying to find sales and trying to catch sales and stuff like that, man. Let's get this money. Let's get everybody, you know, situation straight. So we don't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying? We can go shopping when we want, where we want, and how we want. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't got to camp out at no store. Like, we bring the store to us. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking big business. You know what I mean? I haven't heard. I'm sure, like, somewhere, there was an incident. Something probably happened. But I'm going to take credit anyway. I haven't heard anything. I never went looking. But, you know, I haven't heard anything about anything happening around me on Black Friday. And we're not going to call it Black Friday no more, man. It's Slack Friday from now on. You know what I'm saying? Slack Friday is every Friday where we go shopping when we want, how we want, and where we want. So, you know, I dropped that on y'all. Definitely important. Real important. You know, I encourage y'all to vote. You know what I'm saying? We got to do that. Like, it's not a game, man. You know what I'm saying? This is real life. You know, we putting people in power that's going to make decisions that affect our lives. You know, not only affect our lives, it's going to affect our kids. It's going to affect the way we live. It's going to affect the way we make money, how much money we make. And it's not a popularity contest. You know what I'm saying? This is real. You know what I'm saying? This is like one of the most important things ever. You know, just don't vote for our next president. You know what I'm saying? Like, not only that, like, vote everything. You know, it starts from within. It starts local. Like, find out who's in charge of the schools. Find out who's in charge of the neighborhood. You know, those people have say too. In many ways, those people are more important than the president, because you're going to have to deal with people in your neighborhood more often than you do the president. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's something that we ignore. So, I mean, let's keep that in mind. On a positive note, you know, I kept y'all informed about my Vision for Kids organization. I kept y'all informed about my Dream Elite basketball team. How, you know, we placing kids in colleges now. How we getting scholarships. We going to D1 schools. You know, we taking over. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to end. You know what I mean? We're going to keep this thing going on for generations to come. You know, that's not going anywhere. Vision for Kids is not going anywhere. Dream Elite is not going anywhere. We already looking at people in the 2032 class. You know what I'm saying? So, it's, you know, we gonna keep rolling with that. And overall, man, we talked about a lot of things, man. My partner Godstar, he launched his website on here. I gave y'all classic music albums that never came out. Of course, I kept the first sports call mailbag. That was classic. We talked about loyalty. We talked about building generational wealth. We did a lot of things. And, you know, I know it's Christmas Eve. You know what I'm saying? Y'all still doing y'all shopping. Y'all out there with family. Like I said, you know, I'm not going to hold you long. But one question, man, that stood out to me, man, it kind of like, you know, it resonated with the Slackest Talk podcast in the year 2022. And it was from a girl. Her name is Angela. And the question was, like, overall, like, who was the biggest surprise in 2022? Like, out of all the people, like, out of all the actors, out of all the celebrities, basketball players that we talked about here on the Slackest Talk in 2022, what was, you know, who was the people or the person that you were most surprised by? And, you know, you could tell, like, she's a regular listener because she went into detail. She gave me a couple of options. She said, you know, she realized that I'm a Chicago Bulls fan, so she said, is it, you know, Jordan and Scottie's relationship? Is it Mason Puffy? What other examples she gave? There was another one. Or she said, you know, was it the news about, you know, Takeoff's death? And she even asked, you know, we ain't get a chance to cover it because, you know, it happened this month. She even talked about, you know, Lil Romeo and Master P. And that's crazy too, man. That's crazy. And that's a tough one, man. You know, I wanted to bring that to the show today because that's tough. Because I'm surprised by all of them, man. You know, growing up as a kid, watching Chicago, like, you couldn't tell me that Mike and Scottie wasn't best friends. You know, watching the whole Bad Boy situation in the 90s. Like, you couldn't tell me, like, Diddy and Mace wasn't, like, brothers. You know what I mean? Like, even now, like, with Romeo and Master P, man, they were tied to the hip. Like, they never, like, ever said anything about each other. You know what I'm saying? By Master P being his dad, I know that there are certain things that Romeo wanted to do, and P said no. You know, that type of thing. But, like, as far as, like, business-wise, I would have never imagined, like, them two beefing and them two getting it over a money situation. That's just unimaginable, man. Like, you could have never told me that. You know what I'm saying? If somebody told me that was going to happen, you know, I would have called them a liar right to their face, man. That's crazy. That's surprising. But here on the Slackest Talk podcast, you know, I'm a man of my word. And I said, if anybody, like, asks me a question here on the Slackest Talk, I have to answer it. You know what I'm saying? No matter how difficult, no matter how hard it is. And I'm never going to change that. You know what I'm saying? That's a promise I made when I first started the show. And that's a promise that I'm going to keep from here on out. You know what I'm saying? Every week of the podcast. And I'll throw another one in there. She ain't mentioned it, but I was surprised by Brett Favre. You know what I'm saying? What he did. You know, what happened with him in his own hometown. You know what I mean? That was surprising. You could throw that in there. But I'm surprised by all of them. I'm shocked by all of them. I'm, like, equally shocked by all of them. But I'm going to go with the people that I grew up with, you know, watching the most. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go with the two people that I looked up to as far as basketball players and playing the game of basketball. You know, I'm going to say these two because I know them the most. Those are two of my favorite people, man. And those, you know, they who I'm familiar with the most. And that's Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. The reason why I picked those two out of everybody is because people fall out over business and money all the time. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's unfortunate, but even if like your family, or even if like your best friends, or even if like you seem close while you're in front of the camera, like money has a tendency to do that. You know what I mean? Regardless of who it is. In the case of Jordan and Scottie, they wasn't tied, you know, to a contract together. You know, they wasn't responsible for making sure the other was paid or anything like that. It was, you know, playing basketball. You know, playing the game of basketball. And the game of basketball, I understand that, you know, in order for us to be on the same team, you don't have to be friends in real life. But you do have to be friends on the court. You understand what I'm saying? Like, there's a certain chemistry that you have to have with each other on the court in order for y'all to be successful, in order for y'all to win championships. And sometimes it works out to where when you become friends on the court, y'all then turn out to be friends in real life. And when you think about it, it makes sense because y'all travel up and down the road together. Y'all on the road for, I don't know, 200 plus days a year. Plus, you know, the off season and all that stuff. Like, that's, you know, you're around that person more than you're around your family. So sometimes it works out that way. And, you know, they both just, you know, Hall of Famers. They both won championships together. They both millionaires. They both had it all, man. And it shocked me. You know what I'm saying? Scottie Pippen's book came out. The, you know, Michael Jordan's documentary came out. And it shocked me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the biggest shock in the world, man. Like, I still think about that from time to time, man. You know what I mean? I still think about that. So I got to say, like, that's the biggest shock, you know, in 2022 to me. But like I said, man, I could have said the same thing about Diddy and Mace. They was always in the video together dancing, you know, rapping back and forth on tracks. The Master P joint, even though that's new, him and, you know, his son Romeo, that's surprising. Brett Favre doing that to his hometown, that's surprising. And it's just been a lot. You know what I'm saying? I could go a lot of different ways, man, but that's the most surprising. You know what I mean? But finishing off this recap, you know what I'm saying? Special edition of the Slackers Talk podcast, recap 2022. I just want to say, man, you know, 2022 has been a good year here on the Slackers Talk. We continue building the fan base. We continue building our following. We continue bringing in new content. We continue bringing in new things to the fold as far as like social media. You know, it's not just a podcast. It's an entire network. We have different other shows that we're creating for y'all because we know y'all got, you know, different things. People like different things. And we just going to continue growing, man. You know, next year I already got several guests lined up, especially like during Black History Month. You know, as we get deeper and deeper into Black History Month and Martin Luther King, I'm going to bring in, you know, some help because a lot of those people were before my time. You know, I'm being told that I'm doing a good job so far. And that's one of the things that I most, you know, I'm most happy about here on the Slackers Talk, man, Black History and Martin Luther King. Because I said this before, it pushes me to the limit. Because I'm talking about people that I know about, but these people were before my time. You know what I'm saying? So it helps me and it forces me to do my homework, my research, so I can know these things, so I can know what I'm talking about, and I can share it with y'all. But we will continue grinding here on the Slackers Talk. We only going to new levels. Our 2-year anniversary is on the 1st. And let me just say, let me be the first one to say, man, Merry Christmas to y'all. Happy New Year. I look forward to seeing y'all on January 5th for the premiere of season number 5 here on the Slackers Talk. You know, I look forward to that. I just want to say thank y'all, man, for rocking with me this year. it's been a blessing, man. I'm thankful for every listener I got. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful for all y'all. Y'all open y'all gifts. Y'all be safe. Y'all eat real good. But just don't drink that much. I had to throw that in there. This has been the Slack and Salt Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Slackers Talk Podcast Anniversary New Year. I love y'all. And I can't wait to chop it up with y'all on January 5th. Season number 5, baby. Let's get it.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.